Australian AI companies are warning that the federal government's stance on copyright law will hurt any chances to profit from the fast-growing industry. So, what's been said, and why is it so controversial? In a speech unveiling Australia's AI strategy, Anthony Albanese declared tech platforms must respect existing copyright law and negotiate a license to use each individual work with its owner.
No company should use Australian books, music, art or news to build or train AI without the artist's control. And that includes the artist's control of the price and value of their work. Anything less is theft.
Off the back of announcing a planned Office of AI within his department, the Prime Minister has also ruled out introducing a blanket text and data mining copyright exemption. This is a move that artists like KLP ultimately agree with.
Yeah, there shouldn't be a one-size-fits-all. Artists should be able to opt in and decide whether they're okay with it, and then if they are, they should be credited and they should be paid. But it should be up to them or their teams to be negotiating that.
Australian author Anna Funder also believes the current laws exist for a reason.
We had a world gold copyright system in Australia, and we're not actually asking for legal change, we're just asking for the tech companies to obey the existing law, and as the Prime Minister says, anything less is theft.
Though Adam Barty, who runs an AI and digital consultancy that's helping big corporations in Australia build AI into their workflow, reckons that Australia, a prime location for big tech investment, risks falling behind.
If we continue to block any options to train here, they'll just set up data centres in other places, set up their labs there and do the training there, and we won't get a slice of the pie and our rights holders won't get anything at all.
However, Annabelle Hurd, the chief executive of the Australian Recording Industry Association, feels that whatever the outcome, Australian creatives need to be part of the conversation.
Given our content is what powers a lot of these tools and makes them amazing because our content is amazing, we'd very much like to have a seat at that table going forward.
Anthony Albanese will hold a national cabinet meeting with state and territory leaders next month to seek agreement.